Welcome to the Big Brothers Big Sisters of New Hampshire radio show on Manchester Public Radio 95.3. I'm your host, Alyssa Salmon, Director of Communications for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I bring you guests and new topics each show, highlighting the agency's mission and vision that all children achieve success in their lives. Here with me today to talk about the importance of mentoring is Katie Rand, Match Support Supervisor with Big Brothers Big Sisters of New Hampshire. Katie, welcome.
Thank you so much, Alyssa.
So tell me about Big Brothers Big Sisters of New Hampshire and its mission.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of New Hampshire's mission is to provide children facing adversity with a one-on-one mentor.
And what does this mean to you?
This means that our bigs provide support to littles who are facing challenges in their lives. This could be anywhere from having difficulty in school academically to being bullied to being in a home with a single parent. It doesn't have to be a home with a single parent, though. It could be two parents just finding that they need someone for their child who will be able to give them one-on-one attention.
So, Katie, tell me about you're a match support supervisor. You've been doing match support now for how many years?
7 years.
Wow. So previously, before the merger, you were with Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Greater Seacoast.
Yes, I was.
And now with Big Brothers Big Sisters, this is exciting because it's all across New Hampshire. Tell me about your role in match support. What is match support? Why is it so important?
Yes, no, definitely. When I started with the agency in the year 2009,
wow.
It was a different agency. It certainly was. We always have provided wonderful mentors, but we certainly have grown to be bigger and better than ever. And when I first started, I was a part-time MASH support specialist, and it really helped build roots to where I am in management right now. With MASH support, I really truly believe that we're the core of the agency. We're the people that hear the stories, both good and heartbreaking as well. But we're the people in the agency that do hear the stories about our matches and the success and the building blocks that they build throughout their match relationship.
So explain this process. So a child comes in and the child and the parents are interviewed. And meanwhile, they're also interviewing potential mentors, volunteers, big brothers, potential big brothers and big sisters. And once the match is made, that's not the end of the relationship. They don't just go off, do their thing, and don't hear from Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Tell me about the role that match support plays in that relationship.
Absolutely. Well, let me first point out that the enrollment process where they are matched is crucial. The enrollment interviews the big and the little, and basically what they're doing is they're finding pieces of a puzzle for each, the big and the little, that they can piece together to make a whole puzzle. And this is really the building block. So the big and the little have been placed together because they have so much in common. And what match support does is we introduce the match and we provide support, monthly support or support as needed, over the phone, in person. And we talk to the big, little, and parent and provide guidance for them, particularly safety. That's our first and foremost goal. However, we find that it's more providing them with tools to help build the relationship. For instance, there may be challenges with the big trying to schedule visits with the little. There could be challenges with the big trying to find things to do, suggestions that the match support can offer them. The big will often come to the match support when there are small challenges. The little may come to them during their visit and let them know that they're being bullied at school. And that big would reach out to their match support and is encouraged to reach out to their match support to ask for help. What can they do? What kind of support can they give their little? And these tools truly help build their friendship, because not only are they providing the time that they spend with their little, but they're providing support in their everyday life to help them get through their day.
Wow. Well, so this support that's being provided, it's not just to the big brother or big sister, the volunteer. It's also to the child that's enrolled to the program, possibly the parents as well.
Absolutely. So we do talk to the children and we talk to the parent. And this is key, not only for safety reasons, because again, safety is the first and foremost thing that we do discuss and we ensure with MASH support. But when talking to the parent and the little, MASH support is able to get ideas of things that the little may need help in. We get little clues from the parent and from the little about how their lives are outside the MASH, which may help us relate to the MASH itself. For instance, the little may be struggling with math, and the parent lets us know, their MASH support specialist know, gosh, my child is having a lot of issues with math and is struggling and just is finding that he doesn't have that confidence anymore. And MASH support could then go to the big and let them know that their little is having some issues with math, and that big, it's going to give a point of conversation for the big and the little to have. And it's not necessarily providing that academic support. It's providing the little with encouragement to figure out where the issue is, and whether that's asking for help from the teacher, or even if the child would like a little academic support, but building that confidence and allowing the big to be able to relate to the little so that they can build on their friendship.
So sometimes it's just knowing what to say, right? MASH support's giving them kind of help to maybe bridge that gap to communicate with the child.
Absolutely. It's a lot of our support is offering little tidbits of what to say. It could be just the child could come to them with an issue about a teacher and they don't feel that the teacher is giving them what they need. And the big would come to us and ask us as MASH support, what do I say to the child? And we would help guide them as appropriately, whether it's asking kindly for help with the teacher, or it could just be a listening ear. Sometimes the littles just like to talk, and the bigs don't know what to say, and that's okay. Their job is to not be a parent. It isn't to be a teacher. It's to be a friend. And a friend is somebody who listens.
I love that. So if you're just tuning in, this is Alyssa Salmon here with Katie Rand from Big Brothers Big Sisters of New Hampshire, talking about the role of mentoring and how that plays into the development of a child, the confidence of a child. So this MASH support that's given, this is over the phone. And what's the frequency of this?
Well, the frequency of the conversation, it could be over the phone, and typically is. I do certainly give appreciation to a one-on-one phone conversation, just with the tone of voice. But it also could be a small check-in through email, or sometimes in person if we do see them at a MASH activity.
And what's the frequency of these?
The frequency in the beginning, in the first year, it's once a month. And then after that first year, it's every 3 months. But oftentimes we'll follow up with our volunteers and our littles in between those 3 months if they need that extra support. And really it's a gauge for MASH support to determine if they do need that extra support.
So the match is made and they're just not thrown off to say, you know, what are we going to do? What kind of activities are we going to do? Because I'm sure that's one of the questions that potential volunteers have sometimes. Like, if they do have children, maybe their children are grown and they haven't, you know, had little kids in the house in a long time. They haven't related to little kids in a while, or maybe they don't have any children. So I'm sure that there's a lot of questions that come from match support. You know, what kind of things should we do together? What are their interests? How, you know, I'm sure when the matches are made, it's a lot based on interests.
Absolutely. It's so funny because match support has evolved now where we facilitate the match meetings.
Okay.
And this is where we introduce the little and the big, and they begin their journey as a match.
Oh my gosh, that must be so rewarding to watch them interact for the very first time.
It is amazing. And it's really funny. The parent is also there. And it is really funny because I have more bigs say to me before the actual introduction that they are so nervous and nervous about whether their little will like them.
The adult, the volunteer is nervous.
Yes, and it's so sweet. And we really talk to them about the enrollment process and how their interview and their likes have fed into why they're matched. So it's really an amazing experience
so
to be a part of.
They're matched based on, in large part, their interests. So they're coming into it with that common shared interests of things that they could start doing together right away.
Absolutely. It's really remarkable. And typically at a match meeting, we have that introduction and they are a little nervous. And it's so sweet. You can just see the excitement in both the big and the little's eyes. And then they begin to talk about what are some of the things that they want to be doing together. And it helps when match support knows that they're interested in the theater or they like soccer. So we're able to help guide them to an activity, to plan to do an activity that they both have commonalities about.
Does it cost a lot of money, like these activities that the match would do together? I mean, sometimes it's just as simple as spending time together, right? That's the biggest gift of all.
Yes. And we truly do encourage that. At the match meeting, I do stress to the little that this is not about spending money, that this is about spending time with your big. This is about the friendship that you're going to build with your big. And we as big brothers, big sisters do not encourage our bigs to spend money. So we do try and offer match activities within the organization where we plan different activities.
Oh, throughout the year?
Throughout the year,
yes. What type of activities do you usually do?
Well, we've had pool parties. We've had sailboat rides. We've done sledding activities. We have a wonderful business. Jessica Todd Salon has given us years of activity where she does a beauty day at her salon, and all her girls do our little's hair, and they're just so sweet. So we have
Jessica Todd in Portsmouth.
Yes.
Excellent.
So we have a lot of different activities that we do. We do hiking.
What about parties? Are there any parties that happen during the year?
We have Halloween parties.
Oh,
we've
wow.
had Christmas parties. And we're really trying to work on building up more activities now that we have become a statewide agency. So it's finding the right things to do and the right regions to hold our activities so that all bigs and littles can take part and it's convenient for bigs and littles to take part in doing and trying new things.
Wow. So there's a lot of diversity in the programming. I know in the past you've done surfing lessons. I mean, that's huge, or sailboat lessons. I mean, yes. These matches wouldn't be able to afford that on their own. And these are all free of charge to the matches?
Yes, most of them are free. And it's thousands and thousands of dollars that these businesses, these local businesses, are donating their time. It's a awesome thing. And when a business doesn't say have the financial ability to donate money to the program, then they donate their time and their facility to holding a match activity.
Wow. Now you're talking a lot about building confidence in the child. I'm sure like these activities and things, whether you're doing the surf lessons or just going to a party and the social interactions, those are all ways that are building confidence for the child.
They certainly are. And we've had littles who have met other littles in the program and have become good friends. This builds tremendous confidence. Not only do they have a friend, but they go back to their own school and they talk about a friend that they've met in the organization who's another little who may go to a different school, and they're so proud to have a friend who attends a different school and be able to talk about that person and to have regular visits with the person. So it really provides a lot of confidence. There was actually a situation where you had mentioned, Alyssa, the sailing activity. There was a little who would have never been able to go sailing. And
because of the cost.
Because of the
cost.
It would
have cost them outside of the program to,
yes,
do something like that. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the UNH Sailing Club put on a match activity for us. It would have been a $300 activity for our matches to take part in.
Wow. All free of charge.
All free of charge. All
That's
free
fantastic.
Of charge. And she said it was the best thing she has ever done. And it's thrilling to hear that sort of feedback.
How rewarding. So tell me about, there's community-based programs and school and site-based programs. What's the difference between the two, and why would a volunteer want one or the other?
Sure. Well, there's a community-based program, and the community-based is a little bit more, I don't want to say complicated, but it's a little bit more involved, and it's actually easier for some people to be a part of a community-based match. That involves your traditional Big Brothers Big Sisters idea, where the big and the little spend time with each other going to different places. The big may pick the little up at the home, and they may go to the movies or out and about in public. The site base is a great program for people that need a structure and schedule. The site-based program is held at a specific location, and it's at a specific time.
And it's supervised, and you don't really have to come up with activities to do because you're right at that school or site, so I'm sure you're helping with homework, maybe out at the gym, playing games, that sort of thing?
Yes, absolutely. And that doesn't mean that the big wouldn't need any less support, because mm-hmm. a lot of times the bigs in the site-based program may run out of things to talk about or have difficulty connecting with that child in an hour. So the match
support. So that's where match support comes in. That's great.
Absolutely. Yes. So we really help give the big tools to encourage better conversation and maybe tools that will help the child open up a little bit more. And it's funny because a lot of bigs will stop the match support specialist and say, wait, stop. I need to write this down. And it's really sweet. It's very rewarding when we have that sort of feedback.
Oh, I'm sure. So getting back to the common interests. So I've heard, like, if a child is, you know, really interested in animals, and that's something that the big is interested in as well, you know, it's something as simple as going to the animal shelter and offering to walk a dog or something, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be complicated. It's doing what you like to do with a friend, right?
Yes, it is. And it is the shelters are a big place for our matches to go.
Oh, and really? Is that a popular one?
It is. It's a free activity. They also, you know, after 3 months of being matched, they can go to the Biggs home, providing that the parent gives them permission. And the littles love this because oftentimes their big will have a pet, a cat, yep, or a dog.
Or you can bake cookies, or you can just do something simple, right? It doesn't have to be a huge investment of money, as we talked about. It can be going to the beach and skipping rocks.
Yes.
Something
yes.
simple.
It's funny. I had a big sister the other day talk about one of an experience that she had with her little a couple of weeks ago. And they were driving in the car together and a Miley Cyrus song came on and she blasted the radio and they were singing together. And the big said this was one of the best moments that they had together. And
it, how cute.
She said, I felt like I was 10 again. And she said, and I didn't know I liked Miley Cyrus either.
That is so funny.
It was really cute. I do have a lot of bigs who say some of their best times have been in the car, just joking around.
Really?
Going to an activity where they may be going to see a movie, or they may be on their way to do an activity, but the best part of their visit was the actual car ride.
Wow. And I'm sure it really brings out something in the volunteer, like the big brother, big sister, that, you know, you can be a kid again. You're playing games that you played as a kid, or just looking at life through that child's perspective. I mean, that I'm sure has an impact on the adult as well.
Yes, it does. I often talk to friends who will say to me, oh, I could never be a big. I don't know kids. I could never be a big. And I'll say to them, well, you like to go hiking, right? That's something you like to do.
Right.
You like bowling, or your favorite thing to do is go see movies. Why couldn't you do that with a little? Why couldn't you have a little brother who you could take to do all these things with?
Right.
And it's not that much extra time in your life.
How much time is it?
Well, in the first year, we ask that they see their little every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Or every week.
Okay. So it's essentially about an hour a week.
Yes.
And you have about a 1 year commitment, because you need that commitment of a year.
Absolutely. And typically that 1 year spills into the next. The big and the little do need that time. They need a few months to get acclimated to each other. And that consistency is so needed, because without the consistency, they're unable to build trust. And okay, a lot of these littles do have trust issues. So they need that consistency. They need to know that their big is going to be there every other Tuesday for the most part.
Excellent. Now, if you're just tuning in, again, this is Alyssa Salmon here with Katie Rand from Big Brothers Big Sisters. So Katie, you've talked a lot about the children, the littles in the program, and building confidence through these programs. What kind of kids need mentors? It sounds like anyone could benefit from a mentor.
Really, it's true. Anyone can really benefit from a mentor. Big Brothers Big Sisters, unfortunately, still has a stigma where the child needs to be from a low-income family, and that's so not the case. There's so many people in our program, so many children who come from a two-parent home who just need that extra support. Maybe the parent doesn't hold the same interests as the child, and they could benefit from somebody who does have those interests, who does want to go fishing and go hiking. So really, anybody, any little, all littles, every child could benefit from a mentor.
We could have used mentors as children.
I do. I'll often tell my bigs, gosh, oh, your little is so lucky. But then their typical response, and it's pretty amazing when I tell them that I would have loved to have them as a big, they usually respond, I benefit more by having a little.
I love that. I love that.
It really is a circle. The bigs thrive from having a little. And so many say, I feel like a child again. And this is fulfilling to me. This is a pleasure. This is one of the best times of the week. One of the best times of the week is being with my little.
And now we have offices in Greater Manchester and Concord, Greater Nashua and Salem, Greater Keene, and the Greater Seacoast. And you're talking a lot about the littles, but there's a waiting list. There's about 300 children that are waiting right now for a mentor.
Yes, and we need people to interview. And I have to say that sometimes when a volunteer does interview, they may not get matched right away, but there's a reason for that. And the reason is the enrollment process and the matching process is very delicate. And we want to make sure that whoever we match a volunteer with, whatever child, is going to be the right match, and they're going to make that connection.
Excellent. Well, Katie, thank you so much for coming in today and talking about Big Brothers Big Sisters and the role of match support in mentoring. Thank you.
You're welcome, Alyssa. Thank you so much for having me.
So be on the listen for more segments on Big Brothers Big Sisters of New Hampshire, becoming a mentor and the impact it makes and how you can get more involved. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening in. This is Alyssa Salmon, Big Brothers Big Sisters of New Hampshire. Whose life will you change?